This story is called Waffly Toffly and Pancakey. Once upon a time, there was Pancakey and Waffly Toffly. Your turn.
And they loved to go to school together.
So one time, it was Waffly Toffly's birthday and Pancakey's birthday too. They were twins though, but they didn't look like twins very much. So they went to school and had a celebration in the gym. They all gathered around and those two stayed in the middle of the gym. And
all their friends circled around them and sang happy birthday to Waffly Toffly and Pancakey. And Waffly Toffly and Pancakey stood in the middle and were so happy. They were standing and holding hands and smiling the whole time.
And then at gym, they did gym and then sing. And then one took the first bite and then the other one took the first bite too. And then they can all enjoy. And also, it's just a podcast. Don't remember, I'm just here. So, it's only one day. They gone home and then enjoyed their waffles and pancakes.
And that was the end of their lovely, lovely birthday.
The end. The next story is called If You Want to Bake a Cake. You have to do it.
Thank you for listening.
This is the story. It's called If You Want to Bake a Cake.
And Waffly Toffly was home one day and decided, I want to bake a cake.
And then Pancakey showed up and then Waffly Toffly said, do you want to bake a cake? And then Pancakey said yes, without our parents.
And Waffly Toffly wasn't sure about that, because should they use the oven all by themselves?
No, they're gonna help. The grandmas are gonna help, and the grandpas, and the moms, and the neighbors, and the dads, and the grandparents, and the uncles, and the aunts, because it was their little sister's birthday and their little brother's birthday.
So they all gathered into the kitchen and decided to make a chocolate cake.
And it was the best one ever, that they were so excited and happy that the baby was going to be born, and Pancakey's mom, Tummy.
And so once the cake was done, they took it out of the oven and put some chocolate frosting on top with sprinkles. And then they put candles on top and then put it on the dining room table for everyone to look at.
But the finishing touch was the ring candle. And then they lighted it up and then the baby was born.
Wow, the baby was born just when they lit up the finishing touch candle.
And then, okay.
And then
they said, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to Pancakey baby and Waffly Toffly baby. Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Everybody shouted, yeah. So they shouted, yay, yay, yay. And then, once upon a time, and then they redid stories. And then they put down the decorations after their birthday weekend. And then, that's something.
And then they sat on the couch and took a nap because they were so tired after the long birthday weekend.
And in the morning, baby was a toddler, and he had one lost tooth.
Wow, one lost tooth. And he decided to put his tooth under his pillow.
For the tooth fairy to come! Yay! Everybody shouted.
Yay! So that night, he had a really difficult time falling asleep because he was so excited for the tooth fairy.
And in the morning, the tooth fairy gave him a ring and a coin and a lollipop that he could only lick, not to bite.
And he was so happy with his tooth fairy prizes that he ran downstairs and showed everybody, his whole family.
And then everybody said, "Hooray, hooray! Great for you, little buddy." I am little girl, because you guys got a lost tooth.
And that was that.
The end. The next story is called Hello, Bye Bye. Do you want to read a story?
Yes.